This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's up, greatest people on the face of the earth? Oh, yeah, I'm talking to you, conservative Americans. Legal, conservative Americans. Which, you know, that goes without saying. You wouldn't come to this country as and become an American unless you did it legally if you call yourself a conservative. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. You are amazing people. I mean, if I was going to live my life around a group of people, regardless of color, whatever, I wouldn't care if all of you were purple. The way you are, I would live around you if you were purple and you had feet like hobbits. And that would be the only gene pool I could pick from. All of you would become beautiful purple feet, purple hobbit people with the big ugly feet, and it would become beautiful to me. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I wouldn't care if you had all the women had chin whiskers and you looked like trolls. You would be gorgeous because you would be the best people on the face of the planet. You would be what everyone would emulate, what people would want to be like. The good news is we're all gorgeous. We don't look like hobbits. We don't have feet like Fred Flintstone with, you know, that look like Sasquatch put, you know, shoes. No, we are beautiful people inside and out. Why do I say that about you? Because I want you to understand who you are. I want you to understand when you're listening to this show. And by the way, I'm not just blowing, you know, little dust up your skirt here. I'm telling you, you look gorgeous. You're beautiful. You're amazing. Do you know this? In the last 18 months, Americans gave $410 billion to charity. Get this. You spent 7 billion hours volunteering for causes. That's unheard of in countries around the world. They are worried about eating. Hey, let me put it to you this way. In the last few weeks, do you think France is worried about all the social issues and volunteering and helping and donating money? No. You know what they're worried about? They're worried about their electricity. They're worried about their cars. That can they put gas in their cars so they can go work and pay an exorbitant amount of taxes so they can have an influx of illegals, an influx of mostly Muslims who laugh at them. I posted a meme of a Muslim guy telling a joke, and he says an African guy comes to Germany, walks up to somebody, and the guy goes, "I'm Syrian." The other guy goes, "I'm such and such." And the other guy goes, "I'm whatever." And he goes, "Well, where are all the Germans and all these illegals, these terrorists that have come from all these other countries?" Said, "They're working, clown. Where do you think they are? They're working to bring us in and pay our way. That's how stupid the Europeans are." Let me tell you something, white people. Let me tell you something. You people crack me up. Y'all are the easiest people on the planet. Richard Pryor used to joke and talk about when he would date a white woman. He'd go, "You don't understand, woman, it's a black thing." And the white woman would go, "I guess you're right." Yeah, so Richard gets caught screwing around with some other woman. And then his woman goes, "I don't understand you, Richard. Oh, my gosh." And he goes, "You wouldn't understand, woman, it's a black thing." And she's like, "Okay." Said no black woman ever. She would say, "Well, I guess me cutting you up is a black thing." You know, try it with a Latino woman. White women, man. Y'all, and it's funny, running game on white folks is, it's a religion for minorities. It's become a religion in every culture. Muslims are now running game. We will beat them at their own game. We will get elected. We will change the rules. We will do Sharia. They won't even know what hit them. That we will use their rules. You want to know why? Because white folks think it's always going to be fair. And we convince you. Barack Obama, we need fair elections. Yeah. They talk about fairness. They talk about common sense. We need common sense, gun reform. Yeah. The common sense of gun reform is I'm going to take them away from you. I'm going to take them. And then I'm going to use them against you. And if you give me any grief, I'm just going to shoot you and kill you. But you know what? It'll be fair. Yeah, it'll be fair. That's what they talk about. You understand it. Thankfully, you know what? I hope that you pay attention to me, and I give you some sort of strength to say, you need to stand up for yourself. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what gender you are. I don't care what religion you are. If someone attacks you, yours, what you hold dear, near and dear, you need to attack, not defend. That's not, I'm not going to defend, oh, well, Kevin, you know, you're a racist, or you are Uncle Tom sellout. Listen, I try to do a lot for black people, and I'm just, I'm not going to give you my resume. I'm going to get in your face. Shut up, clown. You don't do nothing for black people over here talking to me. What you talking about? I'm going to be in your face. You're not going to make me defensive about who I am. Try it. Go ahead. I'll wait. Yeah, smart move. Woo! You give and you give and you give and then you give some more. 18 months, $410 billion. Billion. Let me just put it. Okay, let's put that down into some other numbers. So let's take it down to 12 months, which it would be 2/3 of that. Okay, so roughly $250 billion. You would have given more than the GDP of over half the country. More than that. I'm not going to look it up, but go look at the GDP of countries. $250 billion of your charity every year. You give away 7 billion hours of your time. You want to put a number on that? Put $10 an hour. You could add another $70 billion to that number. Suddenly you're at 300 something billion. And let's just, if you use $15 an hour, which is the going rate, right, for the leftism, that's the fair wage, that's the livable wage, then it's $150 billion. No, I'm sorry, that's not right. Yeah, it would be just over $10 billion, give or take. So 11.5, but whatever. So it's $10.5 billion. $10.5 billion, I'm going to do the math right. That's what you gave away. Add that to the number, 250 plus the 10.5 billion. And you know what did it? This word that the left wants to make evil. Capitalism. Capitalism created that prosperity, that generosity. Capitalism allows us to be a giving population to give. And let me tell you, that is why God blesses us. God blesses us because we don't squander it. Leftists squander it. They go buy the latest and greatest, the biggest and baddest or whatever, and then they decry you for going out and earning it. You want to know why? I tell you this all the time. Leftists hate capitalists because they proved to them that you can earn your way. They don't want to earn their way. They want somebody to gangster their way to capital, to prosperity. They want daddy to give it to them, but they don't want to earn it. You're willing to earn it. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. Mueller time again today. I'm going to try it again, second hour. We're going to go with that. We're going to talk about things that we aren't talking about anymore because I like to bring that stuff up. You know how I am. You know how my mind works. Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Some companies love their controversy. Love me some chicken for Popeyes. I think about that comedian that does that. He's talking about this black lady when they had her audition. Do we have it? Just play the clip.
I just found out or just realized that I love Popeyes chicken. Not because I'm black, but because of the new spokesperson. That chick make you just want to eat chicken all day. You know what I'm talking about? Why when you sell chicken, you always got to change your voice in the commercial? It's always like, girl, you will love my chicken. With 11 herbs and spices at a low price of $4.99, you will love my chicken, girl. And I know she didn't audition with that voice. She probably, like, went to a nice acting school. She tried to read it her way. It was like, read this Popeye's commercial. She was like, girl, you're going to love my chicken. With 11 herbs and spices at a low price of $4.99, you're really going to love my chicken, girl. They was like, we ain't going to sell no chicken with that voice. You got one more chance. Girl, you're going to love my chicken. All the numbers got to go.
Anyway, when I think about this, it makes me think about that particular clip. Because there are some people, they love controversy. They love that Popeyes. You know, they love to stir things up. They create problems that they claim they solve. I'm talking about leftists. Leftists will create the very problem that they claim they need to solve. Immigration is a perfect example. We've been talking about immigration for decades. We've been talking about immigration for 2 years. Things that the Democrats, you can take the very clip, play it for any one of them. Chuck Schumer, Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, whatever. Barack Obama. Every one of them said, we must protect the border. We got to do something. We need comprehensive immigration reform. And nobody did a thing. And then Donald Trump goes to do something that,
well, we can't go fixing things.
They create problems that they claim they want to fix, but that never get fixed. And so they've made a system. They put a system in place that they make everybody believe that they're, oh, we want to do something for the country. They want to do anything. And so all these leftist capitalists, the Schultzes of the world, the Charles Schultzes, the former CEO of a Starbucks, you know, they're like, oh, well, we got to get in on this. We got to solve some problems. It's our corporate responsibility. So remember the Starbucks bathroom issue? The company spent millions to educate their employees that Starbucks is not a coffee house, but instead it is a bathroom, a public restroom. And thank God Starbucks took such a bold stance, or where would people use the bathroom? Now Starbucks yet again takes a bold and controversial stance at its establishments. Because according to Fox News, Starbucks is going to ban porn searches on their internet system. Yeah, here's what it says. Starbucks is not here for your creepy internet searches, and YouPorn is not happy about it. The coffee chain is now adding content filters to its free Wi-Fi that will block patrons from watching explicit content in stores almost 3 years after they said they would do it. Boy, they just jumped right on it, didn't they? You understand what I'm saying? Hey, listen, there's a problem. We've got this porn thing that we've wrecked. I don't know who saw it. Hey, there's somebody watching porn at Starbucks. There was a barista out there checking, you know? Hey, sir, hold on a minute. What's that you've got on your phone? You know, how do you know they weren't using broadband versus Wi-Fi? You know what I'm saying? Why? How do you know they were using your service versus using what's on their phone? But somebody saw it and goes, hey, listen. The Wi-Fi is being used for porn. Maybe they got a report. You know, somebody in IT says, you know, I'm noticing we got a lot of porn people watching porn on our Wi-Fi system. Probably some dude at Starbucks corporate IT watching porn and went, jeez, somebody's catching in on my act. But anyway, they figured it out. And 3 years later, I mean, they jumped on it with glacial speed. They decided, you know what? We need to do something that prevents customers from watching pornography inside our stores. This was back in 2016. They said, we're going to block this content. Now, I love this part. Though watching porn has also been prohibited at the store, Starbucks said it will officially introduce the content blockers. Here it comes. In 2019. That's when they plan to make the content inaccessible. Finally, after 3 years, they go, you know what? It's time we do something. And they discovered this back in November, but instead of turning this on and doing it, they go, no, well, you know what? Let's wait through the holidays. Oh, my goodness. Maybe they're going to stop people from having sex and shooting up in their heroin in their bathrooms as well. Yeah, see, that's happening too. Look, I'm not a consultant to Starbucks, but if your patrons are watching porn in your stores, you've sort of lost the meaning of your mission. You know? You may want to rethink what it is that you're all about. I mean, I know you want to have a warm and cozy environment when people come in to get that cup of Java, you know, especially in the winter. But holy cow. That caffeine jolt in a comfortable setting is what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for heroin addicts and prostitutes having sex in your bathroom and your patrons watching porn. Why don't you just set up Starbucks hotels right next to your barista, you know, your stations there, and get a barista to run it. Let's just call her, I don't know, a madam. Madame Coffee. I think I just gave him the name of the hotel chain. I'm going to go get some Starbucks coffee, and I'm going to run over to Madame Coffee. Madame Cafe. Ooh, now that was in there. Madame Cafe.
Excuse me, did you say Madame Cafe?
No, Madame. Oh, man. Look at this. I've been at the airport and many places where they have public Wi-Fi. And there's a disclaimer, you know, like at the hotel, even at a hotel, they'll tell you, okay, you have you have the free one sometimes, depends on the hotel. You have your free one, your free Wi-Fi, and it's a little slower. You can only do a certain amount of download, whatever. And then you have the one that's wide open that will charge you, you know, $14.95 a day or some crazy amount of money. And I think even with that one, they tell you, you got to limit your porn. There's a disclaimer that says, you know, the content has to be good content here. But, it seems to me like they would have already done this. Years of pressure, they say, is what it took. But I could see the show now, a show called Coffee Talk with Sex Offenders, sponsored by Starbucks, because I see a lawsuit in their future. The organization is a soft touch when it comes to frivolous lawsuit payouts. What about those addicted to porn who frequent Starbucks for their fix? They too have a potential case against this coffee giant. I'm not an attorney, but I do suggest taking away one's porn privileges during coffee time does violate some leftist tenet.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Democrats take control of the House of Representatives on Thursday and plan on passing spending bills to help open the government and end the partial government shutdown. The House also plans on passing a resolution with $1.3 billion for border security. Arizona Congressman Republican Debbie Lesko tells Fox News how her district in Arizona feels about illegal immigration.
Illegal immigration and stopping it has been the number one issue polled-wise in Arizona for many years, and it was this election year, too. especially in my district.
Thousands of folks are already gathering in Times Square in New York City to be part of the New Year's Eve celebration. Commissioner James O'Neill says the NYPD is ready for the festivities.
Road closures in the bow tie area started at 4. The Penn start to fill up. We have 13 access points. I do have concerns at any large event, but this is what the NYPD, we do this how many times a year?
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So I mentioned I was at the Freedom Center, David Horowitz Freedom Center, the Breakers in Florida, for a few days, and a little bit of rest and relaxation, but mostly mingling, meeting people out and about. And the good news is these guys love my presentation. We'll post it so you guys can see it if you want. There were some heavy discussions and a lot of things that people sort of left the sessions feeling down about, and I get up and do my presentation, and I'm going to make a guess. I would say 80% of the people came up to me afterwards and said, "Kevin, wow, what a great presentation. It was amazing. You were a breath of fresh air. You know, you give me hope," and things like this. And you know what it was? It was making people laugh. I spent a lot of time with Katie Hopkins and her husband, Mark. And here's a lady that's fearless, going to South Africa to protect white farmers, combating jihad in our own home country of England, and just talking about the harrowing experiences that she's had. It's really crazy to watch. And well, what a fun lady to be around. I mean, just, you know, manic in her humor and just a great time. Ann Coulter. Was there a friend of mine, and Ann, again, was typical Ann Coulter, just very rapier wit, amazing. But here's what my biggest thing was, sort of determining where do we need to go as a country and as a group of conservatives and pragmatists. What is the deal? Where do we stand? And what I will tell you is there remains a big gap between us and them, the leftists and us. And it's mostly their fault. It's 95% their fault. And I'm not even trying to be, I'm not, you know, playing to our side. It's just the truth. It's 95% their fault. Now, they don't recognize it. And so how do you bridge the gap between ignorance and enlightenment? How do you bridge the gap between leftism and conservatism? Conservatism is enlightening. You want to understand people's issues and problems and things. And we're asking ourselves that, what is the difference between the ignorance gap and enlightenment, you know, the ignorance and enlightenment gap, every single election cycle. This has been one of the things I talked about a decade ago. I said, why do we refight the same battles? And I listened to probably, no exaggeration, 10 to 12 presentations by some of the most brilliant minds on the planet. And I said to myself, not a single person knows how to market their ideas to the left. Not one. I sat at tables with people who go to these events, spend thousands of dollars, staying in nice hotels, talking with the most brilliant people on our side. David Greenfield, Daniel Pipes, and others. Daniel Greenfield, that's his name. And then also there was another guy, his name is Daniel Pipes. And Chris Buskirk. And you know, people from American Thinker and all these things. And I listened to every one of them and went, you don't have a clue. You have great insights, but not a clue how to market what we do, how to sell it. And it's distressing to me as a pragmatist and a person who is a strategist who says, I'll give you an example. They were talking about all of the anti-Semitism that's in the world. And I said to a group of people, I go, and they had a movie up, and it was Shapiro, Ben Shapiro and others, and he mostly Ben, I don't know, it's almost like he produced it. But I was watching it, and I'm standing back talking with a doctor from Hawaii, and we're both listening, and I said, I was throwing my hands up just going like, whatever. And he goes, what are you thinking? And I said, I could solve this problem. And he goes, really? I go, yeah. He goes, how would you do it? I said, why would I apologize for being Jewish? I go, you're Jewish. His name is Friedman. And he goes, yeah, I am. And I go, what do you have to apologize for? I go, you're a sliver of the population. The Jews are not cutting off people's heads. Jews are not oppressing people's rights. You are amazing as a group of people. If you don't believe me, just go Google what have Jews accomplished in the world. I said, I would run off. If black people came to me and said, the Jews, y'all own Hollywood, I'd say, yeah, and you could too if you got out of your slave mentality. What do you want me to apologize for? You want me to apologize because we understand finance and banking, because we understand how the world economy works, that we understand the value of education, the value of family, the value of religion, the value of tradition, and we've held on to it for thousands of years, and you've squandered it. You've squandered it everywhere you are, even on a continent where you have, it's all your people, you squander it. Give the Jews Africa and watch what it would become in a decade. I don't want to hear your belly aching and your bitching and your whining about whatever. I'm going to tell you there is nothing the Jews have done except give to the world. We have more patents than more technology. There's nothing you do in your life that does not involve Judaism. Nothing. So what do you want to complain about with us? It's your own excuse for not achieving something, and you should be more looking introspectively than looking at us. That's what I would say to anybody that would listen. So, anyway, he looked at me and went, wow. I said, hell, there are times I wish I was Jewish, just like there are times I wish I was white. Are you white people did this, white man. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? There is nothing that you're going to say to me that's going to make me apologize for my birthright. I happen to be black. If I'm having conversation with white folks, what do you think? You think I'm going to apologize for being black? I'm not. I'm not even going to apologize for the crap that some of my brethren do. One of the guys was having a conversation about hate crimes. And he was talking about the escalation of hate crimes and the misstating of the statistics and all this. And he said, actually, white people are third. He says it's blacks, the LGBT or somebody maybe, it's blacks and LGBT, minorities and LGBT are number one and two. And then it's whites. And I don't know where he was going to go from there. But his contention was white people are victims of hate crimes and we're number three, but it's untold. And so after the presentation, I went up to him and I said, look, you sugarcoated that. White people are the victims of hate crimes, number one. And he looked at me like, what? I said, yeah, you're number one. I said, here's the problem. Anything that happens to you is not designated a hate crime. It's just designated a crime. But something that happens to a gay or a minority is considered a hate crime. And that's a very simple leftist tactic to say, oh, let's ignore all the crime that happens to white folks every single day because you're getting your butts kicked. You go, so let's ignore that. But let's make let's put a neon sign around the hate crime. So anytime a white person attacks a black person, it's a hate crime. It gets a neon sign. It gets elevated. But the hundreds of times a day that for the one time that a white person commits crime, the hundreds of times that crime is committed against them, it's just a crime. Not to be worried about. So what, you got your car stolen, you got raped, you got murdered, you got beaten, or whatever it may be. It's a hate crime we want to focus on. So I said, that's the reason why we have the term hate crime. I go, so do you think that when a black person steals your car, does something against you, and says, yeah, whitey, take that, that's not a hate crime? No, it's just a crime, right? And he's looking at me like, and so a woman's listening to me, she's like, you're exactly right. I go, I know I'm right. There's no such thing as a hate crime. It's a crime. And does the crime matter who did it against who and what the reasons are? I don't care if the KKK goes after the Black Lives Matter or the new Black Panther or vice versa. It's a crime. It isn't a hate crime. Oh, well, his motivation was it was a white guy messing with him. He was mad because this dude was black. So what's that got to do with the fact that it was a crime? Absolutely nothing. But we argue this nonsense all the time. Because that's what the left gets us doing. They get us off kilter. So how do you bridge the gap? You bridge the gap by enlightening people and by pushing back. And what I said to this Jewish doctor is, I would never, there's nothing you're going to say that's going to make me apologize for my birthright. It's going to make me apologize for something that I didn't do. Or it's going to make me apologize for telling the truth. When I call those women that accuse Kavanaugh of being lying skanks, it's because that's what they are. And Fox can get mad or whatever, but who proved to be correct? Who do you think is vindicated in the end? Do you think Fox made friends by firing me over making a statement that is true? Or do you think people went, you know what? I like this guy. He said what I was thinking, and exactly what I said before. Give me a tougher word to say about somebody willing to destroy a person's life for no reason. Because I'd like a harder word than skank. So what's funny is to come to these events and watch people become enlightened. That, to me, is so amazing. And you know what? I'm going to brag a little bit. I'm so happy that daily I get to talk to you guys about this. And you're expanding my show and my reach. So anyway, we've got to take a short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat. Hamilton the Pug. And Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason.
Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
CNN, you had an anchor on that network endorse the play in Central Park depicting the assassination of the president, calling it brilliant and a masterpiece.
Julius Caesar?
That is, yes, that is shameful to do that. Okay. So they're responding
already.
Hold on a minute. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You know, we addressed that. Welcome. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. This is Kevin Jackson, 844-551-8255. The leftists hate us. They are doing everything they can to prove it. They condone violence by way of Antifa. If the leftists wanted to shut down Antifa, do you think they could do it? If the leftists wanted to stop this caravan, what do you think would happen? If the left collectively got together and said, listen, we are all about helping people in need. We want to do it. But you cannot crash the American border and think you're going to get the support of the Democratic Party. We agree with the president. We will use all methods necessary to protect our borders. And we want to work with you guys. We'll get you into the system, but you're going to have to come here legally, blah, blah, blah. What do you think would happen? You think that caravan would feel the need to get here? I mean, these people want classes at the border. I told you in a previous broadcast, I said the left would be ecstatic if some group, you know, some Texas independent group decided to shoot somebody, even if it was in self-defense. If somebody dies on that border, let me tell you something, as God is my witness, I know this for a fact, the media would eat it up. They would love it. They want to see death. They want to see destruction, carnage, mayhem. That's what they live for. You can bet when that caravan hits the border, no matter what, the left will be down there. You can also bet on this. There will be people paid to be disruptive, paid to pretend, oh, I got beat up, whether they get beat up or not. And as I said, and I'll say it again, the left hopes somebody dies. Many people, in fact. Now, you and I, we say, look, you shouldn't be here. I don't wish any bad things to happen to that caravan. American citizens will probably feed them. We'll take care of them in many ways, but we're going to send them home because you're not welcome here unless you come through our legal system. We have an immigration program. We have a legal system that the left wants to ignore. Anyway, here's what Joe Scarborough had to say about the caravan.
This caravan, and I'm sorry to go a little bit to the side. I could talk about Boston Red Sox baseball, and God knows I certainly will probably pretty soon. But this caravan that Donald Trump keeps talking about, that Fox News keeps talking about, that people on the right keep talking about as some last-ditch, desperate, sad, pathetic effort to, again, use white people, non-white people, to try to scare white people into voting for Republicans. It's over 1,000 miles away. It's not going to be here for at least a month. Maybe if they go to Tijuana, the safer route, it may not be here for months. Here's Mark Herding. He said, caravan 1,000 miles away, at least a month away, but midterms are 12 days away. Deploying federal troops instead of activating guards tells me a lot. Well, it tells us all a lot.
It tells us all a lot. All right, Joe Scarborough, the supposed conservative at MSNBC. Wow, this dude he's amazing to me. Utterly amazing. Sad, pathetic effort to use, and here's a favorite tactic of the left, to use non-white people to scare white people. Let me just break it to Americans very, very succinctly. White people in America are not afraid of non-white people. They're not. I'm black, and I will promise you, my white friends are not afraid of black people. They're interested in understanding the culture that has been brought up, you know, that black people get raised in. They're not afraid of it. They're not afraid of black people being around them in any way. But this is the way people like Scarborough, this is the way they get their check. This has zero. I'll put it to you this way. Do you think black people and brown people are as concerned about this invasion as anybody else? I'm black. I say, send these chumps back home. I'm American. I want them to go back home. I've got Mexican friends that feel identically the same. Send them back home. What are you talking about? This is ridiculous. But that's the scare tactic. Oh, the non-white. You're afraid of the browning of America. Let me tell you something. As a black man, I don't want the browning of America. I'll say it for the white folks. I like it when I like America as it is. If we don't brown it anymore, I won't be unhappy. Because let me tell you, do yourself a favor and go to the places where it is dark, where it's dark mocha chocolate and it's dark, you know, whatever other brown or black you want to use, and tell me how those people are living. It's ironic that while this group of brown people are running from whom, by the way, other brown people, and they want to come to America, where one of them described Donald Trump as being the Antichrist. It's really funny how you're running from some terrible situation and you're running to a place that you say is overseen, is led by the Antichrist, but you're happy to get here. Don't you find that interesting? Yeah, these invaders being paid to come here, leftist media like Scarborough and many others who are encouraging them as opposed to really living up to what it means to be in a sovereign nation and speaking the truth, but they don't have the guts. Scarborough does not have the guts to tell you the truth. That's just it in a nutshell. This one guy, it's part of the caravan, the invaders, because that's what they are, they're criminal invaders. He had this to say about it, and I found it really funny to me. Oh, before I get into that, let me say this, and maybe we may not even be able to get to that after I bring this up, because Scarborough said something interesting. First of all, he crushes himself by saying, you know, this is 1,000 miles away. Why do people care? We don't care about this as a political ploy. I want to be clear. The most Americans are like, I don't care whether it's tuned up for the midterms or whatever. It has to do with illegals trying to crash our borders and make us have to deal with the problem. I don't care whether that happens a month from now, 2 months from now, or a year from now. That's been our problem over the decades, is we've allowed this to occur, and everybody pretends on the left that Barack Obama, we can't have people coming to all our borders illegally. Chuck Schumer, we got to protect our borders. Nancy Pelosi, our borders need to be protected, and nobody protects it. Donald Trump says, you know what, I agree with all of you. Let's protect it. They all say NATO needs to pay their fair share. You know, NATO needs to, you know, pay their fair share. But nobody does anything. And you know what Trump does? You know what? Not only do I agree with you, I'm going to make NATO pay their fair share. And on. All Trump does is he stops the rhetoric and he takes talk and he puts it into action. That's it. And you could do an entire show on just what they said and now what they're saying. What they said under Obama, what they said now, what they said under George Bush, what they said under Reagan, what they said under Clinton, whatever. Nobody does anything. And you get a guy that does something, and now they're mad. But the other thing that Scarborough, so he's crushing the left by saying, look, they're not even going to be here in time. Exactly, Joe. That's why you shifted gears. That's why you went from talking about the caravan to the fake news bomb hoax. That's the only reason. Nobody cares about the Clintons, the Obamas, Cory Booker. Now it's expanded, right? Originally, because I asked the question, why haven't they gone after Biden and all of them? Because they hadn't. And now suddenly, oh yeah, well yeah, we can't forget Biden and all of them. So it's somebody going, okay, let's go after George Soros. They hate him, you know. So they went after Soros. They exploded a non-bomb in front of Soros' house. Then they said, we're going to go after Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. So they did that. Then they went, oh, no, let's add in CNN and so-and-so. Then they go, okay, great. So somebody said, but wait a minute. Aren't they going to question that we didn't go after Joe Biden and Booker and Kamala Harris? Oh, you're right. You're right. So let's send the package over to them. And it's become a farce. You want to know why? Because the post office, I'm told, you can't even mail stuff to people who are under Secret Service protection. It automatically goes somewhere else. Number two, we're finding out there's been no mark on the stamps that says, yeah, this cycled through the post office system. Now, I'll admit to not knowing all the details about it, but clearly these packages are not going through the USPS system. But they're ending up in the mailboxes of these different places. How is that even possible? How is it possible? I hear we've got resolution on it. Did we now know maybe who's done it? I don't know. You never know with the left. Anyway, I don't have much time to talk about it, but we've got a lot more to talk about today, so hang in there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.